Mr. Bart. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird, Chapter 19. In Chapter 19, we're offered our first opportunity to meet, greet, and in a way, sit down with Tom Robinson. We finally get to judge him for his character, not just for the innocent black man that we assume he is. Atticus questions him, and Tom Robinson replies with a quiet, clear, but yet respectful answer to his questions, showing that he is a more classy individual. His cross-examination, however, is a sham in a way. It's more of a disrespectful, jeering type, prodding, insulting cross-examination, and it does reveal one thing that's going to be what I call the beginning of the end, and that is he confesses his horrible crime. Now, this horrible crime is none other than feeling pity for Mayella. And Mayella is his superior, plus she's white, so therefore he has a horrible strike against him. He felt sorry for a white woman. Tom is trapped by his own humanity now. He is the main mockingbird of sense and the easiest one to spot in this story, however not the only one, and unable to give anything but goodness. This chapter provides a far more believable version of the rape, as it's called, and it raises all the key issues of the trial. One of the themes point out is secrets and hypocrisies, how Atticus brings out Tom's secret criminal past right away to show that Tom has nothing to hide. Tom's candid answers provide a striking contrast and a more welcomed contrast to Bob Ewell's evasion and Tom Dickory, as well as Mayella's constant changing lies. The theme of growing up, we now see that Mayella is compared to Boo in Scout's mind, and that lets us see how she's growing up, and in what manner she's growing up, and how she's drawing comparisons to her childhood. One more theme, point of view. Once Tom makes his initial mistake of human response to the lonely woman, so misused by her family, he's completely at her mercy. So once he got in there and said, hey, I'll help you out, and then he got stuck. He can't run as it will prove his guilt. He can't strike back or use force to stop her advances because then that is assault. And he can't really tell anybody about the situation because right away he's a liar. Well, that's what people will think, at least, that he's a liar. He can only ask the jury to put himself in his shoes. He says, if you was a nigger like me, and the jury cannot begin to imagine such a thing because they can't walk in his shoes. It is despicable to even think that a white person should walk in a black person's shoes or view it from his eyes. For those who have prejudice, Tom's real crime is not the alleged rape, it is his disruption of the hierarchy. And what is the disruption of the hierarchy, and where is the disruption of the hierarchy? Another great example of prejudice in the story is when Dill tries to explain why he is crying to Scout. And Scout answers, well, Dill, after all, he's just a Negro. Look at the implications and what that implies about the black people in the story, about them and Scout's viewpoints. Has she really changed over time, or has she gotten the view of society pushed upon her and forced upon her? Two last things to discuss. One is justice. What is justice, and what is justice in this courtroom? As a jury, the jury is asked to look at things from all sides and place themselves in other people's shoes. However, this jury cannot do that. Why not? Why is Dill crying? Another important aspect of this chapter you want to look at, walking in Dill's shoes. And is it too late for Scout? Can she redeem herself in our eyes, in our 20th century viewpoint? When is it too late to change, and is she already too far gone into the path of society and the society in the 30s? Tune in next time for chapters 20, 21, 22, and 23. Thank you, and have a good night.
Mr. Bart. To Kill a Mockingbird.